In the sixth commandment, God forbids homicide, obviously, but he also forbids all various forms of murder. Now, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount very famously brought it home to the people and to the leaders of the people that what God was forbidding in the sixth commandment extended beyond physical murder. It extended also to unrighteous anger in the heart, and it also extended to words of anger expressed toward another person. And it is often thought by the church here that Jesus was doing something radical, that he was adding this new dimension to the law of God. Actually, he was doing nothing of the sort. He was simply reacquainting the people and the leadership with what God had already said in the Old Testament, explaining the law that he had given. Indeed, Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 22 that all of the law hangs on the two great commandments, the commandment to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and the commandment to love our neighbor as ourself. Now, interestingly, that command to love our neighbor as ourself comes from Leviticus chapter 19, and it comes from a section of that chapter that is dealing with murder. Listen to what it says. You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, but you shall surely rebuke your neighbor and not bear sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Now you notice how he lays life out here. He says basically that everything that you do in relation to your neighbor, you are either ministering life to your neighbor, you are loving your neighbor as yourself, or you are standing against the life of your neighbor. You are either ministering life to your neighbor or you are sucking life out of your neighbor in everything that we do, in our attitudes, in what we say and what we don't say. And so we see that this extends to being a talebearer. In other words, telling the truth to no good end. Telling the truth about your neighbor to no good end. Telling the truth about your neighbor when your desire is to tear them down. In other words, you're not part of the problem and you're not part of the solution. You're not going to them. You're not trying to help them with whatever it is you're telling the truth about. Nor are you going to any appropriate person to do so, like an elder in the church or something like that. You're not doing that. You're rather going around telling the truth about them to people who aren't part of the problem or part of the solution because you intend to tear down your neighbor in the eyes of the people you're talking to. That's standing against the life of your neighbor. You shall not hate your brother in your heart. That's standing against the life of your neighbor. If your neighbor has done something that you think gives you an actual reason for a legitimate offense, perhaps righteous anger, it says you shall go to them. You shall not bear sin because of him. You shall not hate him in the heart. You shall not take vengeance, and you shall not bear a grudge. You shall not do any of those things. Those are all forms of standing against the life of your neighbor. Those are all forms, seed forms, of murder. So that's what it's really about. That's what it's always been about. That's why God laid it out. And so the opposite of standing against the life of your neighbor, which is what murder is about, is loving your neighbor as yourself. And that's what we are commanded to do. And when you really think about it, if you think about the last half of the Ten Commandments, shall not commit adultery, you know, you shall not murder, not commit adultery, shall not steal, shall not bear false witness, shall not covet. All of those are forms of standing against the life of your neighbor. In a way, you could say that the whole second half of the Ten Commandments is really about ministering life as opposed to taking life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.